Blog Talk Radio.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stop and have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
Monday night, and I know a lot of people out there are thanking God that Monday is over. Hey, you know, the weekend will be here before you know it, and I'm just feeling so blessed because I had asked for a bigger voice, and here I am on a radio station that's heard throughout the internet, and it can be heard anywhere worldwide. And even though it's live, since it's archived, anybody can listen to it anytime. Anyway, I just want to set the standards on the show, and I am going to bring this up to let you know my show. Do not talk about politics, sexual orientation, and anybody that has to be disrespectful towards any of my guests or anything that they are in the future, or if I'm speaking to me, I will disconnect you right away. I'm not having it. This is not a Howard Stern type of show. It's not going to be Three Ring Circus. This is about dreams and people, you know, whatever they may want to do, I'll let them speak their piece. And if they can't feel like they can speak out there in real life, I'm going to let people be able to call in. Now, I don't have the people that I'm going to talk about tonight on the show as guests. I will hopefully have them down the road sometime because they're very busy guys. Actually, they go by the Monkees, the EMC Monkees. And the head monkey, and I really hope I get his name right because I already talk with a Boston accent, so I already talk funny as it is. And he's actually from Cambodia, and his name, if I can say it right, Zin Sarath Wuku. I probably didn't say it right. That's the best that I can do, and I'm trying my best with, to be respectful towards other people's names, and it is hard for me to pronounce, but I always try to do the best I can, and I think his first name is Zin. Anyway, a couple years ago, when I started meeting at events like a lot of martial artists and filmmakers and such, someone showed me this YouTube video, I didn't know at the time who the EMC Monkeys were, never heard of them. And they said, you know, they showed me this YouTube video with the Urban Ninja. And it was then. And this guy is insane. He was flipping all around. He was jumping off rooftops. I never even heard of parkour. I never heard the term free running or anything like that, even though I've probably seen people doing it. I just didn't know what the term was. And you see Zen doing all these crazy things, and it's like, man, this guy really is a monkey. So I didn't know who he was at the time. And usually what happens throughout my life when I'm watching films and such, I see people, don't know their names or anything, and I see the stuff and I think it's really cool. So all I knew at the time, he was the Urban Ninja, and I watched it quite a few times. Well, going in to look at more and more and the connection of people that, you know, I've been making connection with Facebook, on the internet and stuff, Fyman Elson did a contest with Philip Sagon, which he's pretty cool, so I'll have to try to get Philip on the show too. And Philip Inson was actually ninjas, the whole cast, with Tina Turner touring the world. And the thing is, Zen and Philip, they went to this competition, and I think it was down to them too. It was for Jackie Chan Disciples. And I think Zen won the contest. But I did view Philip and Zen, and they both were equal in my eyes. I could never judge a contest like that, and Zen won chance to be trained with Jackie Chan, which became one of Jackie Chan's disciples. So I don't know. I'll have to ask the guys if they ever come on, the MC Monkeys ever come on to my show. I'll have to ask how they really got together, because I know from watching their YouTube videos, and they have lots of them. And I commend these guys because they put a lot of heart and soul into their videos and their YouTube videos. They have tons of them. And I just sit there and watch and see the dynamic of their aerobic martial arts and how they fling themselves around, and the expression on Zen and the monkeys' faces, the MC monkeys' faces, is incredible. And you can see it when you're watching their videos, and they just have caught my eye so much, and they inspire me so much. And I don't know if I'd even be as half as good as these guys, you know, starting to make my own films. And I look at that and was like, these guys I hope to work with someday. I know they're out there, and I think in California, but who knows, maybe someday I'll move out to California, and I really do hope I get a chance to work with the EMC Monkeys, because, you know, they just inspire me a lot. And I watch their videos a couple times a week. Every time they get a new video, I get wicked excited. And let's see if I can bring up Head Monkey Facebook page in here. And let's see what Sazona's about page. Kind of funny. His main page is upside down. I don't know what he's doing, but it looks like he's taking a nosedive or something, but that's his Facebook page. And let's see. I'm trying to see what it says about Zen. And this is actually on his Facebook page. He's living in Long Beach, California. He actually was from Cambodia. And this is what it says here on his page, a quote: to fear death is to limit life. It says, the lady in my life is martial arts. She is demanding of my body, vengeful if I neglect her, but also rewarding to my soul. She has made me the man I am today, and I would never turn my back on her. I would kill for her, and I'm sure in the past life I already have. I jump kicked out of my mom. Oh, my gosh. I jump kicked out of my mom. He's insane, isn't he? And says, studied the combat arts and eventually did some underground fighting. After realizing I was too pretty to be getting my face jacked up, I started doing live martial arts shows and am slowly breaking into Hollywood. I've integrated acrobatics and urban ninjutsu into my list of skills. And the ladies, oh, wow, and the ladies just seem to love it. I'm an elite level monkey in a team I birthed called EMC, Martial Arts for Hire. I also enjoy jumping off houses, yeah, and making girls smile, and I'm Zen. Welcome to my world. And, you know, it's actually, he has another page, and it's funny. You know how people put their statuses, like if they're taken or something? He has it, like, it's complicated. He had that one time, and it was actually, you know, with that other page. And I think that was kind of cool, because if you really think about it, you know, he was talking about his page, and I think that brings it to the main page for the EMC Monkeys. And I wonder if it says anything else on his Facebook page. It says employers, EMC Monkeys. It started in January 2002 to the present. It says EMC is a team of martial arts artists who train in a very unique style, a hybrid system consisting of many different disciplines. The team incorporates their skills into film and stage performances to entertain and inspire the mass audience. EMC formed to show the world a new and unique use of the martial arts through media and entertainment. And he says, you know, I mean, to me, from what I see with these guys, I mean, they're above Hollywood. You know, you see this stuff, and I don't know if it has to do with, you know, they're different. And they're very fast. They're very skilled at what they do. And you can go on YouTube and look them up. And they're very, you know, they're very dynamic. And they're really good at what they do. I know I'm repeating myself, but they really are amazing. You have to really see it and explain it. And I wish I could take the music or, I can't show on radio. But if you go to YouTube, you know, you can check them out, EMC Monkeys. And when you go into their Facebook page, it says, a special blend of martial arts stunts, tricks, and free running, EMC is a brotherhood of fun-loving, pool-fighting filmmakers out to inspire and entertain our worldwide audience. And it says, welcome to the family, and peep us at emcmonkeys.com. And let me see if I can bring up more information. And it says about them, a special blend of martial arts, stunts, tricks, and free running. EMC is a brotherhood of fun-loving, yeah, I just said that here. It says a description between 5 feet 7 and 6 feet 1, around 140 pounds to 200 pounds, mostly Asian, dark to orange, yellow hair, athletic, and sometimes bad, depending on the angle. Yeah, I totally agree about that, depending on the angle being in films. Yeah, it does put on you like about 10 pounds. And I guess they joined the Facebook page with the EMC Monkeys since 2008. The members are Zing, then Malay, Johnny, Robert, Tommy. The awards, Action on Film, Next Martial Arts Superstar, Jackie Chan's Disciples, and America's Got Talent Contenders. I'll have to look that up. But the thing is, about Action on Film, I think 2009, it's such a very small world. And I actually did a film. And it was actually my first line in a film for Teamwork. And the film was called Underground, and it was a fight film. My first line was, what the beep? And the thing is, it went out to California, won the awards, and I think it was in the same year that the EMC Monkeys actually was out there. So can you imagine if I was able to make out there in 2009, I probably would have met the guys, and that's kind of would have been cool for me, but I don't know if at the time I really knew who these guys were, but as I look into more of what they're doing, I'm so amazed and I'm so floored, and I just went to their site before I came on the air, and I saw this zombie-type film, and I'm going to the site. So I guess you can go there. They have many different things. It's the EMC stunts, and I'm going to click on to the guys, and you can go, and it says here, the EMC team. They're kind of all cute in a way and kind of sexy, too. I mean, guys, personally, when they're in shape and they're crazy, like, this is kind of sexy to turn on. But anyway, let's see. Okay, the first guy is named Tony Sara, S-R-E. I'm going to click on his one. And it says on his resume, Tony. It says, Tony was inducted as one of the earliest members of EMC. He specializes in film fight and stunts. He is well-rounded in taekwondo and kickboxing. Tony is also a freelance graphic designer and a b-boy. So it says his skills of martial arts, weapons, high, low, falls, gymnastics, archery. Yeah, archery. I was actually on archery league, and I can shoot a bow and arrow. Kind of cool. Wire work. Breakdancing, firearms, yeah, I can shoot a gun too, so it's kind of cool. Fight, choreography, so that is Tony. And let's go back. Next person. Johnny Yang. Let's click on to his. All right, training. Let's see. His bio, this is Johnny. A Los Angeles native, Johnny has been performing since he was 10 and is currently acting in L.A. His achievements in Chinese martial arts include several gold medals in various events as well as a four-year undefeated run in his specialty categories. Dear personal quote, success goes to the persevering. Oh, that's kind of neat. And it says his skills, Chinese martial arts, weapons, wire work, fight choreography, stuntfall, jazz dance, most traditional sports, firearms, and acting. And it goes on to his training, professional actor's career workshop, career success, and it's actor's studio, and it says there's accomplishment. I mean, there's more about him. It says a ranked top 10 competitors in the U.S., 2005 to 2008 gold medalist, choreographed fighting sets, 2007 silver medalist, spear forms, 2003 to 2004 gold medalist, spear forms. So that's Johnny. Okay, next member. Well, actually, team. Melee Kim. This guy, from what I see, he's really insane. This little guy here, I don't know how tall he is, but he's really an insane guy when I've seen his acting. And, look at his bio. It's pretty big. It says, Melee was born into a family that escaped from the communist regime in Cambodia and fled to America. Oh, my goodness. He grew up watching Bruce Lee, Jackie Chan. Oh, I like Melee. Like him like a Jackie Chan, okay. And even though the Ninja Turtle, oh, he likes the Ninja Turtle, okay. From that instant, Melee fell in love with martial arts. Unfortunately, due to his family a financial status, he was not able to afford any martial arts lessons. So Melee continued watching Bruce Lee, Jackie Chan, and all the other great Hong Kong action movies, mimicking and learning moves from these masters. Soon enough, Melee joined a martial arts club in high school, and a senior at the school took him under his wing. His name is Thorn Hang. Thorn taught Melee the arts of Taekwondo, Prado, Serre, and gymnastics, and not only became his coach and mentor, but also became his brother. His love for martial arts helped him pick up techniques very quickly. He then turned his skills toward live shows and stage performances. This gave Melee a chance to practice his fight choreography, but it wasn't enough. Using what he had learned from movies, his instructor and fellow stuntman, Melee began filming his own short movies. His talent for action choreography is a huge asset to the team. Melee is now currently an instructor at a Taekwondo school in Torrance, but his true passion lies within film and continue to work towards his goal of becoming one of the top martial arts action directors. Sweet. He likes Jackie Chan. Oh, what a man. And it says his skills, martial arts, weapons, firearms, stunt falls, wire stunts, gymnastics, aerobics, variety of sports, parkour, free running, bike choreography, autocross, circuit racing, dance, his accomplishments is third Dan black belt Taekwondo, sees first 10 black belt in Taekwondo at the age of 18, 2002 at CSUF Taekwondo tournament, first place sparring junior division, 2002 CSUF Taekwondo tournament, first place from junior division. That says it twice. Oh, maybe that's something different there. 2005 California Open Taekwondo tournament, second place sparring black belt division, director of On the Edge, which was nominated for best fight choreography short, best action sequence martial arts short, and awarded best action short of the year at the 2009 Action on Film Fest. So that's Melee. Hey, he's pretty cool there. Plus he likes Jackie Chan. Yep, that's cool. Okay, back to the next team member. Listen, the head monkey himself. He actually, you know who he looks like when his hair's cut? He looks like Goku from Dragon Ball Z. Not for nothing, when they did Dragon Ball Z, why didn't they cast him? Oh, my God, they should redo Dragon Ball Z and cast him, that he looks so much like him. He's insane. When Sin is actually filming, his intensity on his face is just, like, insane. He can bring it. And here's his bio. Yep, Urban Ninja, Gladiator, Rising Stars. In his martial arts training, took him from the dojo to the ring. Fighting on the Muay Thai circuit taught him to be fearless, but making a living would prove difficult. Since the launch of his world-famous viral video, Urban Ninja, 32 million views on YouTube alone, Sin has been hired consistently for his specialty skills and unique look. His proficiency in martial arts and free running has gained him work with companies such as Mattel, Six Flags, K-Swiss, Nintendo, and a slew of others. Given a few bit roles in small movies, he later caught the eye of the NBC producers of American Gladiators, and shortly after worked with legendary songstress Tina Turner on her Comeback World Tour as halftime entertainment show. Also worth noting, Sin gained the attention and praise from the stuntman turned international mega star himself, Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan. I'm sorry, but the name of Jackie Chan just gets me all excited. Jackie Chan, during his invitation to compete as his disciple in China, Sin now works diligently as further in his career and raising his yearly income, all the while trying to raise his team to the status they deserve. Oh, Sin, you know, you guys earned it in my heart. Let me tell it, every single one of you guys got my attention. Believe me, I'm not really a chick flick type of girl. I just want to say, you're really great in my eyes. And his resume, I'm going to bring it up here. Fought on the Muay Thai circuit for 4 years. Muay Thai, if you know who Tony Jara is, that stuff's insane. And it's like, I heard people like train with elephants and stuff. And actually, it was funny because they did a film and he did a takeoff with Tony Jara. And I got to get him an elephant. It's a long story, but if you know who Tony Jara is, Tony Jara is trained among elephants. And Muay Thai is just this crazy, insane martial arts. And the thing is, they did this take with Tony Jara, and he put on a scarf. I don't even know how he ended up. He ended up looking like Tony Jara. Now, Tony Jara is from Thailand, and Sin is actually from Cambodia. So they do look different, but it's just how he dressed with the jean jacket and everything. He ends up looking like Tony Jara and asked him like it, and he was like running through the whole thing. It was just this comedy bit. You have to find this. It's just really hysterical. And he just wants his little elephant, and Tony Jara goes through this one whole film, and he's protecting these elephants that he actually grew up with, elephants. And so there's this comedy thing that they're doing, and Sin's actually looking for an elephant, and it's just the whole thing's hysterical. If you don't know anything about Tony Jara and stuff, you're never going to understand about the film. But when I saw it, I was just in hysterics, and I was like, I got to get a pair of Depends, because I think I was going to pee myself watching some of these films, especially that one there. And to get back to his bio, he's the creator of the EMT stunt team, winner of the Next Martial Arts Superstar competition, creator of Urban Ninja, which is really, really awesome. 30 million views on YouTube alone. Let me say, Sin, this is the Urban Ninja. There's a guy on YouTube going around calling himself the Urban Ninja. He's not, it's not him. That's a false representation. The Urban Ninja is Sin, because this other guy that's a fake ninja, he's running around scaring people, and this guy's going to get beat up. Not Sin, the guy that's fakely pretending to be the Urban Ninja, and he's just running around scaring people, and that's really not a nice thing, because seriously, there's crazy people out there with guns, and you don't know. I mean, this guy could scare someone and get his head blown off. I mean, he doesn't really understand the repercussions. People think it's funny, but, you know, some people are not going to have a sense of humor. I mean, you scare someone, what happens if you scare a real martial artist? They're going to flip you up over the shoulder and break your neck. So there's a guy that's called the Urban Ninja that's not the Urban Ninja. You should put Sin's name in. It's X-I-N, and maybe you'll find him that way. And so I'm just, like, checking to make sure if there's anybody on the air, because as I read things, I have one thing popped up in time. The call-in number is 877-907-7217. Again, the call-in number is 877-907-7217. So going back, it says here, husband's has chosen to go to China to compete for a spot as Jackie Chan's disciple. Props from Jackie Chan himself. Oh, you lucky man, you. I'm like, I'm so jealous of him right now. He got to meet Jackie Chan and got to work with him and train with him. Oh, my God. But anyway, back to his bio. It says, first Asian gladiator on the show American Gladiators. That's awesome right there. Performed with Tina Turner on a comeback show. So that's kind of really, really neat there. So that's the head of the monkeys himself. All right, next monkey member. Let's see, who's the next guy? Thin Sam, okay. His bio. Thin has practiced martial arts including Taekwondo, Kimmer, kickboxing, and Western boxing. He's also a talented dancer and stuntman who trained for the specific use of his skills in the film and live stage performances. His skills are martial arts, wire work, dancing, stunt falls, fight choreography, and firearms. So he's got a wide range here. And I wish there was more in his biography. I probably know who he is. Well, he's a thin guy. I wonder if that's his actual name. Or if that's just a nickname, because, you know, as Americans, people from different countries and stuff, I mean, it doesn't say where he's from. So Thin could actually be a real name. I mean, I don't know. It's quite possible. So that's the next member. Who is next after Thin? Danny Sierra, S-R-E. Okay. Yeah, it looks like he's got some piercings on his lips here. He's probably a psycho, right? Let's see. His bio says, Danny is a young and talented Cambodian-American who began his dream as a martial arts entertainer shortly after he saw the Ninja Turtles. I guess the Ninja Turtles actually inspire a lot of people to get into martial arts. I guess that's a pretty good thing, huh? He's a well-versed stuntman and specializes in the arts of taekwondo, kickboxing, free running, gymnastics, and breakdancing. And his skills are martial arts, stunt falls, weapons, gymnastics, fight choreography, firearms, free running, dancing, and general sports. And that's Danny. Okay, going back to the team. Let's see who's after Danny. Tommy Ling. Okay, let's see Tommy's bio. I think he was actually, what if he was just in the lead in the film that I saw was like a zombie apocalypse? I think he was just in the beginning of that film. I could be wrong, but I think that's him. His bio says, Tommy was an active athlete in many sports in his early years, and he eventually went on to earn a bachelor's degree from Cal State Fullerton while studying numerous martial arts such as internal kung fu, karate, wushu, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and judo. Brazilian jiu-jitsu, that's insane stuff. Because when I trained in dojo, I trained for 2 years in capoeira, and I knew guys that were doing jiu-jitsu, and the stuff they were doing really insane. So that's kind of an insane martial art. And his accomplishments, it says 2008 Berkeley Regional Wushu Tournament, first place Nindo Advanced Division. 2008 Berkeley Regional Wushu Tournament, second place, Neguan Advanced Division. And then in 2008, first place. 2007, first place. Oh, my gosh. 2007, third place. 2007, second place. 2006, this is, says, No Limit Open Jiu-Jitsu Tournament, place sixth in the lightweight division. I wonder what it means, No Limit Open Jiu-Jitsu Tournament. I wonder what that means. If I ever have them on the show, I'll have to ask them. And his skills are martial arts, weapons, acrobatics, stunt falls, general sports, fight, choreography. And I'm back. That was Tommy. Next guy. By the way, these guys are all cute in their own way here. Robbie. Let's see. All right, Robbie. Okay, bio. Robert Dill was born in Newport Beach, California, and began his pursuit of making it to the big screen in 2003 at the AIA Actors Studio, Burbank, California. He started out with small parts in theater productions such as The Picnic, George Washington Slept Here, and earned praise for his performances. Robert has been training in martial arts since middle school with a black belt Hapkido. Robert has close to 10 years' experience in the fighting arts, which includes competing in kickboxing, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, as well as training in taekwondo, wushu, karate, kempo, capoeira. You train in capoeira? Okay, I like you, Robbie. I do. I wonder what his martial arts nickname is, though, in capoeira. Mine's Pojo Arrows, which means humble clown. So I'm going to ask him. If I get a hold of Robbie, I'll be like, what's your name? So anyway, it says here he developed his stunt skills with renowned stuntmen and coordinators Eric Chan, Jackie Chan, second in command in the U.S. Oh, my God. And Mark Holmes, being in TV Scrubs, The Unit, and Chuck in films Transformer 2 and The Last Airbender. Robert honed his skills performing both the Wild West Stunt Show at Knott's Berry Farm and Pirate's Dinner Adventure in Boyle Park. In 2006, he joined the EMC Monkey stunt team and has been an integral member as both a stuntman, stunt coordinator, and cinematographer ever since. Sweet. And it says here, Robbie, his skills are martial arts, air ram. Air ram? What is air ram? I'll have to look that up. It says firearms, bike choreography, wire work, dance, high falls, squibs. I know that term. Acting is training, is theatrical, commercial, comedic, fight, stage combat, air ram. What is air ram? And it says air ram. Man, I'm going to have to look that up. What the heck is air ram? This guy Robbie got me thinking. Okay, let's see. I'm going to see air ram. I'm actually Googling this right now. Air ram intake. What the heck? Air ram moves. What do I look up? You know when you Google things, air ram moves? Okay. Nope, it's just ram air. It's talking about cars. And I'm just going to have to ask my big brother tomorrow, what is ear ram? I'm just going to, like, you know, what is that? Ear ram. Maybe jumps in the air or something? I don't really know what that means. Okay. And I think, I hope I didn't miss anybody. I know Philip Sagon was part of them. I've seen him in other pictures. I don't see him on the site. Maybe he's just off doing his own thing. I think Philip Sagan is actually in, he was, last thing I know, he was actually in China. He might be doing other things. But there's actually a film. It's called Project Purgatory Beijing. And it's 11 minutes. I'm hoping there's a second part. And it's about zombies and stuff. And it has the cast, the shooting locations. It says Los Angeles, California, North Hollywood, California. It says Beijing, China. Oh, man, I would love to work with the EMC Monkeys in China. Oh, my God. Imagine me running around. Let's just, like, be zombies on top of the Great Wall of China or something. And actually, within, I saw something on the site. I don't know what he was dressed up like. His costume was really cool. I could be wrong. It looked like a terracotta statue, but I don't think that's what it was. But it looked really cool. The costume was really awesome. And these guys are just amazing. You take a look at them. They throw each other around, and they just, like, they just are so slap happy with each other. And one of the films, you know, they were, I think, filmed some of it in a Chinese food restaurant, and they just totally annihilated that. And I'm like thinking, my first film, I'm actually filming up in Maine in China Villa. My film, The Dishwasher, is actually a thank you and a dedication to Jackie Chan. And the funny thing is, I am filming it in a part of it in a Chinese restaurant. Now, I just promised the owners, Terry, that I wouldn't destroy the Chinese food restaurant. You know, it's a small place. I mean, maybe I'll get, you know, bigger funds someday and destroy a Chinese food restaurant, but in my first film, I'm just going to have to be respectful. And they're just really awesome guys, and I'm just so into their work, and I look forward to seeing more and more of EMC Monkeys more of their stuff. And I wish I had some music to cue up for them. Let's see. I'm going to take a little break. I'm going to play a song. Let's see. What should I pick to take a little break? Oh, this happy song, which is by Ahura Z and his lovely wife, Sonari, my big bro, Athenius. Okay, I'm going to play that. Here we go. Okay, and that was a song by my brother, Ahura Zakor Deliz, and his lovely wife, Sonari. And actually, yes, it is A-T-H-E-N-A-T-I-S. You can actually look on YouTube, and they actually put a wonderful video together to show all this happiness. And he has a very, positive energy. And that's a person I like to thank every time on my show. And I just can't tell you how lucky I feel right now. Because seriously, a couple years ago, I don't think I would have been ever thinking I'd be on a radio station. And this is why I actually say to people, that have dreams, and I just totally support them. Because everybody has a right to try to at least try for their dreams. It's not the fact of actually the end result, it's the fact of the struggling of getting there. And what I want to show, and I've not given up. Every single day for over 7 years, I've been working. Sometimes I'm exhausted. I mean, I've been up since 3:30 this morning. I work a full-time job. I work 10 hours a day, Monday through Thursday. And then, so it leaves me Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to work on my dream job. And we've actually started taking horseback riding lessons for a film called Falcare. And when I look at, the monkeys, the EMC monkeys and Jackie Chan and stuff, just doing the little filming that we're doing, I just have to respect for all filmmakers, and especially stunt guys. I have so much more of a profound respect for Jackie Chan, the monkeys, and any stunt people. Because I'm like, I know I'm going to have to go through more training. And Ahura is actually going to have to train all of us and just really kick our butts into shape. And I know to do even the short films that the monkeys are doing, the EMC monkeys, it's a lot of work. And we're doing a full feature-length film. Now, I moved up to Maine to do this film, and I'm going to finish it, okay? Because I believe in a horror. I believe in unicorn, unicovia pitches. And all you filmmakers out there, you know, the kindness that you've had, you sat and talked with me either on the phones, you've either Skyped with me, on the internet, all of you people, all of you stunt people that, you know, even say, hey, Shelly, what's up, and just being kind to me, you know, I mean, I've got the attention and stuff, and you guys were just kind enough to just even respond to me, which I'm like, wow. You know, so I just want to say thank you. Every filmmaker that I've had the chance to talk to, and you guys, you know, really took the time out, and you're trying to help me step up my game. And it's the business part. Like, I can sit here and talk, and I can get people's attention. It's learning how to really, you know, learn about investors and stuff. And David McDevitt, I have to admit, he sat with me for a couple of them, and a couple other people, and, you know, they were in Hollywood and stuff, and try to sit there and tell me the proper way of doing a business proposal and stuff. And it's just, it's so much in my head, like trying to do it the right way and the proper way. And all I can do is talk from my heart. And I think people are starting to see this more, because I mean, there's so many people that I want to work with. And the EMC Monkeys, they, you know, besides Jackie Chan, the EMC Monkeys, I just think they deserve a full feature-length film in all the movie theaters, and I'm talking in a big chain, you know, throughout the world, because they're that good and they can bring it. And I think they're even above Hollywood. That's how much I think they're very much talented guys. You know, they're just insane individuals. They're all different, but because of that different uniqueness in the EMC Monkeys, when they're together on film, it is a brotherhood, and you can see that, and you can see the expressions on their faces when they're mad and they're screaming, like, ah, you know, fighting each other. You can see it in their faces, the expression, and I'm studying Zen's face. So, Head Monkey Zen, I'm actually studying your facial expressions. I study Jackie Chan's facial expressions, so when it comes time to make my film, you guys inspired me. So when I do The Dishwasher, I'm going to remember you guys and your facial expressions and try to do the best I can in my film to thank Jackie Chan. And I'm just so blessed. And I just know so many years ago I was around so much negativity. And it was just something where I never thought I would get this far. Never in a million years. Here I am where anybody can listen to this afterwards. You know, I don't know who's actually listening to the show. I mean, it shows in the archives, and like I said, a couple of the shows afterwards, because it is broadcasted, you know, it can be heard anywhere around the world through the internet. It's archived, people can listen to it. And I've looked in the archives, and every time someone listens to it, it keeps track of it. And it's only like, one, if you watch, listen to it over and over again, you're only counted as one person. And one of the shows that I've done, I've actually had about 600 people listen to one of the shows, and people listen to my show more and more. So that means I have something in my heart to give. People are listening to me. And let me say, for the people out there that are listening to and just getting into the acting and everything like that, you know, when I first started, no one wanted to pay attention to me. They wanted to give me the hooker roles, the slut roles, and just take off my clothes. And I was so ripped. I mean, my body was, you know, I was training in a dojo, and let me say, my body was fantastic in my late 30s training in a dojo, and people like, you should take it as a compliment. And I was like, no, because it's not what I want to do. And I was like, well, how can you, like, refuse these auditions when you're not even a big name? Because I know what I wanted to do. And so I kept turning down all these roles, and when I wound up going to auditions, they want me to do these parts where I was taking my clothes off, and I'm like, that's not what I was here for. I thought there was other parts to audition for where I didn't take off my clothes. Now, whatever people want to do, right, fine. But it's not what I want to do. I want to do my own types of little stunts and little fight scenes. Okay, so I know basic martial arts and stuff, and, you know, I'll probably learn more as I go. But, you know, I can work in films with all the greats because I have great comedic timing. I've done tons of improv, you know, and working with the Horsey, you know, with him for so many years now, I've got the experience because he's a great teacher, a great director, and it's hard work. I mean, it's, you know, working with a horror, I'm trying to think, you know, with how he is on set, I can imagine how Jackie Chan's on set, because Jackie Chan's fun-loving, but from what I heard, he's very, very serious on set, and I've seen, you know, actually, you know, outtakes and stuff, and Jackie Chan is very, very serious. So I know when you're working on set, it's not all fun and games. It's hard work, and sometimes it's just so tired, but you just got to keep pushing. So if there's anybody out there tonight and you're feeling down upon yourself, you know, tomorrow's another day. Tonight, it only has, well, here it's standard Eastern time, it's only about, you know, about 2 hours and 15 minutes left. So, midnight, it's going to be another day. If you're having a bad night, I mean, you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. Because so many years back, like 10 years back, I had no idea I would be doing any of this. So because I stuck in there, and I know I have a good heart, I keep finding people. I mean, years ago, I wouldn't even think I'd be here on the radio show talking about the EMC monkeys, which the guys, they're such sexy as hell. Like, you just won't believe. I mean, they just are totally turn on. I'm like, yeah. They're men with brains, and they've got the bronze. They have the whole package. And I know people are out there, well, they're Asian. I'm not really into Asian. Well, you know something? I can look outside of the box and look at different cultures and see beauty in different things. And that's just how I am. I mean, maybe because I grew up, like, watching a lot of the Asian action films, and I'm just more open-minded than most people. But, you know, that doesn't, I mean, maybe that's me, because I'm, like, colorblinded, and that's just how I am. And just seeing these guys, I think they're all cute as hell, you know, every single one of the EMC monkeys. And, you know, hopefully I'll have them on the show down the road, because they inspire me so much. And I'm like, I really hope I do my film, The Dishwasher, justice. Now, maybe I can't be like the EMC monkeys, but I'm going to try really, really hard and give my all for The Dishwasher film and put my heart into it. I do think that there's some filmmakers out there and some distributors, and they were trying to give me advice. They wanted me to change my script and everything, and they wanted to help me distribute it to make a lot of money off of it, and I do thank you for it, but my first film, The Dishwasher, I want it to be short and sweet to the point and have a Jackie Chan feel to it. I don't want to make it any more complicated. Maybe, you know, step up my game in the second film, but for the first film, I just want to have Shelley Minchuk's feel to it so people can understand, because I want to work with Jackie, and I know it's hard work. As much as I say I love Jackie Chan, I really realize, you know, working on sets for these past couple of years, realize how hard it is. And when I'm on set, I'm focused. Ask anybody that's worked with me on set. They're like, wow, Shelley, you're really focused on what you're doing. And even the people that have been coming, working on cell care, we'd be getting new people. And a couple of people says, you know, Shelley, you're really focused on what you're doing. And, yeah, it's a job. When you're working on set, it's like any other job. You have to pay attention to what you're doing. Listen to the director and do what you're there to do. You're actually there to work, and it's not all fun and games. And, you know, I've always tried to pay attention to things on set, you know, the lighting, the director, the camera people, I mean, everything. Seeing how the actors, you know, how they interact with each other, getting the experience on sets, and, you know, just having that experience, you know, hands-on, not just in a classroom, because really, a classroom, if people want to do it, that's fine. That's the way they want to go. You can learn as much as you can, but you have to have that hands-on experience to actually be on a set to get that feel. I mean, that's like with college and stuff. You know, you have to have the experience, you know, to build up on the ladder to get a better job. So for me, working on sets, hands-on experience, I'm more comfortable than actually in a, you know, in a classroom. And I've never liked sitting in a classroom. The only school that I've liked is like the Dojos and Unicorn Cove up here is the school I've been belonged to for the past couple years or so. So I actually do belong to a school that I'm a student in learning things, and I feel very honored about that too, to have a great teacher, instructor, is the Horace Acorn DeLisa. And I think that's all that I can say about the EMC Monkeys for tonight, and hopefully, I hope the guys, if they ever listen to my show, I want to welcome them as guests and all of the monkeys. And maybe I can do a special show for them when they were all around and have them all call in, because it's not just the head monkey. It's all the EMC monkeys that work well together. Everybody that's involved, the camera people and the cast and the whole crew, it's what makes that a brotherhood and a family, and they all work well and together. And that's how I am with my brother, Horror Z, because it's everybody in Unicorn. We have pitches. We work well together. We're all different. But we all have something to bring in a film. So, you know, working on the films and such, people make sacrifices. And, I mean, tonight I was invited to go see the Ordinary Man film premiere, which I'm very happy for. Amy DiPaolo, Michael Yaba, my bro, Jay Ginoni, you know, and a couple other people, Salvatore Santone. They had the premiere for it. It was a really good film. I'm hoping I'm going to be able to see it. And it stars Ethan Embry. And it was a short film, and it was a 14-minute film, and it was, you know, it was this film, you know, about a dad who's taking his son out on a Saturday in the tow truck, and it has, like, bad guys in it. And my brother, Jay Giannoni, he actually is fighting in it and doing his own stunts, which he's always doing, which is really kind of cool. I mean, Jay's done so many different things, and he's doing more and more. So I wish I was there, and I hope people give Jay a hug for me, because it's something where, you know, I just look up to Jay Giannoni too. I mean, there's so many people in the film business that I want to work with, and I'm hoping to work with Jay someday. He's another person that gives me a lot of inspiration. And, you know, the one of the films, and I mention this all the time when I'm on air, because I feel very lucky and very blessed to be working in the film Valcare. And it is definitely different. And to play a lead, and I'm almost going to start crying right now, because you just don't, every time I think about how lucky I am, I'm just like, you know, I'm live on the air, and you know, like, maybe you're not supposed to cry, but I just feel so blessed to, you know, I mentioned this once again. When I was little, and I was watching the show Wonder Woman, you know, sitting there thinking, I want to be Wonder Woman. You know, I just want to get up and be this superhero. Well, so many years later, I'm playing a Wonder Woman in a film, Valcare, 20 years later. And it's just an honor to be able to do this. Now, we just really started getting into filming, and it's the before scenes, and we're going to have to train, and we'll have after scenes. And just seeing how the costume's starting to come together, and we're taking horseback riding lessons, and I know it's going to be a lot of hard work from here on in. And I'm actually filming a scene tomorrow night, and we've been filming part of the scene that I'm doing, like my before scene, and we've been doing that, and I think we're going to finish it up on Saturday. I'm not sure, but, I mean, even that one scene with my before scene where I play kind of a Rosie the Riveter type of character, and my character, you know, I just don't want to fight, but I can kick butt. And playing a Wonder Woman, I mean, this is kind of a dream come true. I just can't believe it. It's kind of like someone pinched me, I'm actually doing this, and it's like every time I go to set, I just want to cry because I'm so happy that I'm doing it. And I know a lot of people out there in life, sometimes they get to be my age, which I am 41. I'm not embarrassed to say how old I am, because I'm getting chances that a lot of people, when they get towards my age, they're stuck in, like, very miserable life. And, you know, they're just stuck, and they probably regret things in their lives, and they wish they could change it, and they have no way of getting out. Now, I got out to get in. And what I mean by that is, you know, I got away from all the negativity. I moved away out here in Maine, and I'm a Boston girl, as you can hear me speaking more and more. You know, it's just something where I was able to actually decompress. I live in peace. And it's beautiful. In my own backyard, there's a waterfall, and, you know, I have a job. I pay a roof over my head in the house, and it's just something where I feel really blessed, you know. And to live in peace like this, not a lot of people get to have opportunities like this. And it's a blessing, and I thank God. Now, I mean, I know I said I'm not going to talk about religion. I mean, I believe what I believe, and I'm not going to push my beliefs on anyone, but just to thank God for what I have in my life. And things are coming to me. And that's because, you know, I do work. work every day. I work very hard, and I work my butt off. And, you know, things are just not going to come to you. You have to work for them. You know, people complain about other people when they're working hard work. And I actually see on my Facebook page a lot of, like, people taking pictures of themselves and giving the middle finger and saying, hey, haters, and stuff like that. And I'm going to give you some best advice as best as I can. If you have haters or people don't understand what you're doing, they're making fun of you, stay away from them. Ignore them. Don't worry about them because they're probably full of hot air, so don't worry about them. Just do what you got to do. If you want to act, you want to direct, whatever you want to do, you want to play music, you go ahead and do it. Nobody's stopping you. No one's tying you to a chair. All you got to do is get up every day, go out the door, and do your dream. And I always say, all you got to do, if you want to make a film, you don't know what to do, all you got to do is take a piece of paper and write down an idea. You can get someone that has a script program in a computer. Maybe you can swap or barter, or if you don't have money, maybe you can swap doing a job for them and they can write your idea in script form. Now, you can send it either to, if whatever you are, American, you know, Writers Guild of America, East, West, whatever it is, but poor man's copies, when you get your script done, mail it to you and don't open it up. And that's your first copy. You actually send it to you, you know, and leave it in unopened so it's stamped. So it's called the poor man's copyright. Now, when you start going out, you can start going to events. You can actually look that up and stuff and start going to events and see, you know, start networking. Maybe at first you might not find people that you can connect with, but after a while, if you keep at it, you're going to find people. Now, maybe you'll have, you start off, you know, this is going to sound silly, but if you have a handheld camcorder, start making things off YouTube. I mean, maybe it's going to look silly or whatever at first, but get that feel for it. You know, just show something, a little bit of what you have. And, I mean, don't really be all stupid and stuff. Try the best you can with what you have. Then work a goal into meeting filmmakers, meeting actors. Maybe someone's going to like your idea and want to film it. And with me, what had happened on Facebook, and I have a handheld camcorder, and I put it out there, since, you know, I wonder if I can film, you know, just make my film, the dishwasher, you know, film it with my camcorder. So a director, and he has his own film company, and has all his equipment, saying Therapath, which he's very, very busy, he said he'd like to film it for me. I go, you kidding me? And he's like, no, I'd like to do it. So as time went on, I didn't know, but he's using all his equipment. So saying Therapath, you know, I mean, I have a budget of $500. I know you're going to be like, oh, that's going to be crappy and stuff, but Zhang's very talented. I like his work, and I just know Zhang Verapath would just bring my film justice for me. I know who's really on board, Brian and his mother, Kim, and Anthony Huang. He's very talented. He's a street performer. I think he's trained in martial arts, and he does a lot of his own stunts. He's got the pads. I think he has a pad or something, so if we kill, like, throw each other all over the ground, I think we'll land on something safe. I mean, I think landing on the ground for Falkir and stuff, it's a lot of hard work, but, you know, it might be nice to have a pad to land on for a change instead of the ground. But, you know, I just really like Anthony a lot, and I just know Anthony's going to bring it. Thing is, you know how you like someone and it's like, am I going to have to beat up Anthony on set? It's like, man, he's so sweet, and am I going to have to beat him to a pulp? I don't know. I just want that feel to it. It's like, I know it's kind of funny in a weird concept where when I like people, we got to beat the crap out of each other in a film set. I mean, it's just like in a dojo. You like people, but you have to beat on each other. You legally can beat on each other in a dojo, and I'm just sitting here going, man, that's what I got to do on film sets. It's like a switch I got to learn how to do. So I know Anthony's still on board for it, and Zhang is too. And once I get going, we're going to have a rehearsal. And, you know, I don't know if other people are still going to be on board, but I think Jason Lee, he lives up here in Maine. I think he's still on board. It's kind of funny. I think most of my cast are actually Asian. I it's just, like, really funny to think of it. I mean, you know, and I really, I do appreciate them because these people are taking their time out, and all the actors that are actually doing the fight scenes, there's no stunt doubles, and this is like a dream come true. And everybody that's actually on board for myself, the dishwasher, we all love Jackie Chan. So it's kind of like you know that film's going to be in it. When you have that connection with the people, and we all like Jackie Chan, we're going to be working on a set for the film The Dishwasher. Can you imagine what that's going to like a camera? The camera's going to capture that. So, I mean, there was so much more I wanted to do with The Dishwasher, and I had to, like, just say, well, this isn't going to work. So it's just my first film. And there's more people that I had wanted in it, and it didn't work out that way. But, you know, if I get a chance to do more films, I'm still connected to all these people. So you don't know. Maybe I'll have a bigger budget, and then I can have more people. You just never know. Nothing is impossible. Just because my short film is going to be a short film, and it's going to have less people, I figure make it less complicated. Because I just feel like so overwhelmed with people saying, you got to do this, and I'm like, man, there's so much to do. So what Anthony and Sang is doing, especially Anthony takes the time to go, okay, now this is the next step we have to do. And I'm sitting here going, thank you, Anthony, very much, because these guys and Sang, I mean, let me tell you, they got the patience of the saints with me, and I just feel very lucky about that and very blessed that they actually do want to work with me. And I'm going to keep studying the EMC Monkeys, their films and everything, because I do actually look up to these guys and Jackie's films. And one of my favorite fight scenes in a Jackie Chan film is actually in First Strike, and it's actually to do with the ladder. Now, I had wanted the ladder and, you know, play homage a little bit more to Jackie Chan with the ladder. I don't know if I'm actually going to do that in the film now. I was looking at a gas station that's actually abandoned, and I'm like, I think we can use that to our advantage because, you know, I just have a budget. You know, it's just a $500 budget out of my own pocket, and I actually saved it for my taxes. You know, something that I'm actually, you know, paying out of my pocket. I don't have an investor, so I'm going to try my very best to make do with what I have. And once again, to bring up Sal here, I'm actually going to go to the film site on Falcare, and I'm going to bring up about the fundraiser once again. Let me just bring it down because they added some more pictures. Okay, I think we're getting closer to it on Falcare. Here we go. Now, they're doing a fundraiser. It says FUNDRAZR.com. It says Falcare Fundraiser. Now, I'm going to spell Falcare. It's F as in Frank, ALCYYR Fundraiser. And you can go to fundraiser, FUNDRAZR.com. And it says here, we need to raise $35,000 to complete Falcare. We need different camera equipment and better screening equipment. We've gone as far as we can go without your help. Those of you that know Uhura know that he has the ability to take a little and stretch it to its limit, and he has. But now we need your help. We are asking for funds that we can do a beautiful film to present to you. If even 100 of you gave 150, that would help us considerably. If there are companies out there that would be willing to sponsor our project, we will find a way to feature you, your product, or your name in Falcare. We will do it in an artistic way so that it fits within the grand scheme of the movie. We are doing the best that we can with no money, but we have hit a wall. We do not need millions, although it would be graciously accepted. But to fulfill the vision of Falcare, we need a little. All of you that give will receive gifts and maybe even a walk-on role in the movie. We thank you in advance for your consideration and hope that you'll be generous. So, to let you know, I'm going to play the song, Battle Song. And this is by Uhura Z and his lovely, beautiful wife, Sonari. And I want you to listen to this with an open heart, and open ears. Because if you know what an epic film is, you know what the music means, you know, it sets the mood in the film. So I'm going to play the song, Battle Song. And once again, this is Uhura. This is the type of music that's going to be in Falcare. And if you know what epic filming is, you're going to get a feel. So here it is, Battle Song once again. Battle Song, and it was by Horace Cordelisa and his lovely wife, Sonari. I'm talking really funny tonight. I've been up since 3:30 a.m., you know, working 10 hours a day and doing what I got to do. And tomorrow night after work, I'll be filming some more for Felt Care for one of my scenes. Yeah, boy. Can you believe it's the end of the summer? Because I think next weekend, if it's correct, it's Labor Day weekend, but I'm kind of psyched because one of my big sisters, Charlie Girl, is actually coming up, and we're actually going to see Expendables 2, and I'm very excited about that. So I don't know if I'm gonna how long I'll stay on the show tonight. Let's see. What else could I talk about tonight? If anybody wants to call in, 877-907-7217, that's the toll-free number, but I might be cutting it short. I'm glad I was able to have the opportunity to talk about the MC Monkees. You know, they give me great inspiration. They do great work in their films on YouTube. You guys got to see the MC Monkees on YouTube. Really dynamic bunch of fellows, and they're really great at what they do. So what I'm going to do is then actually end the show, and let's see. What am I going to end the show with? What song. Okay. He has another song, actually, by another person I've actually worked with. It was for Triceptor Studio, and they're actually doing a film themselves by Surprise, Surprise. And actually, I did have fun doing this music video with Laz and Kat, so I'm actually going to end the show with the song, and it's called Feel. Everyone have a good night.
Yeah, Laz Ritz, Kat Apeat, Miss Smith and Envy, for the little 9, y'all, yeah, check this out, yeah, Triceptor Studio, ha, check it, yeah, yeah, yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love, I saw you walking by, looking all upset, that was a cue for me, just the end of the set, to take you from your low, bring you to your high, tell you positive things like how you so fly, after the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your 9. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant all on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. I like the way you put yours on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, I, ha, ha, ooh, I, ha, ha, ooh, I. You just make me feel, feel. Ooh, I, ha, ha, ooh, I, ha, ha, ooh.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buff wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loose plus the line up here. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace where I kept the stare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you?